Our Late Supper by Nick Warburton with Marcia Warren.
It was Mrs. Glover from the corner shop who told me about Wilson Brothers, the builders. Well, actually, only one of them is a builder. The other decamped to Australia some years ago. But the sibling who stayed continues to operate under the name of Wilson Brothers. And the most significant thing about him, according to Mrs. Glover, is that he never listens to the radio. You see, for some time now, I've been thinking of having a patio built, so I can sit out here in the evenings. It's by far the loveliest time of the day, when the shadows lengthen across the lawn and the sky is that deep, perfect blue and the air so mild. So far I've done nothing about the patio, because I cannot bear the fuss. It's the thought of wheelbarrows trundling all over the place and dirty boots clodding into the house, and above all, the radios. There were radios when they refitted the kitchen. Four men, at one point, I remember, each with a radio, which he carried around like some sort of essential breathing apparatus. Still, now I've been let into the secret of Mr. Bernard Bolson, who apparently is a solid and reliable worker, and who never listens to the radio. I hope my little sketch makes sense.
More or less, Miss Mullender.
I don't want much, you see, just a paved area where I can put a chair and a small table.
For the evening sun?
Yes.
Half of it will be in shadow.
Oh?
It's up to you, of course.
No, I think you're probably right.
And it'd look nice with a wall along this side.
Oh.
Foot high, raised bed behind it here, pots and stuff along top.
I see.
That's what I'd do. Though I'm not pushing for
it. Oh, no.
You have what you want, and a wall would cost more.
Oh, it's not the cost, Mr. Bolson. I want it to be right.
It's up to you, as I say.
No, I think it's a lovely idea.
I'll price it up, if you like.
He said I'd hardly know he was there, but they all say that, don't they? He did seem quiet enough, though, and I thought, well, if I can put up with the disruption for a while, I'll have somewhere to sit in the evenings. But I used to, with Father, I remember. Oh, a long time ago. I could only have been 10 or 11. I think that's probably when I felt closest to him. Our late suppers, he called them.
Do you want me to clean off troubles or something?
No, no need.
You'll want them done, though.
You'll be all right where you are.
The first Monday in August, Mr. Bolson turned up, true to his word, to begin work, but he did not come alone. He had a child with him. No mention was made of any child. I mean, it's a child. No, really, he should have said. I mean, I didn't feel at all prepared.
Charlie won't be helping. I'll be doing the job myself.
Charlie?
My daughter. Oh. It's holidays, see? There's nowhere for her to go. I should have mentioned it, I suppose.
I'm not saying I object. It isn't that.
She's a good girl, Miss Mallinder. She's never any bother.
I just hadn't thought there'd be anyone else.
She brings the books and what have you. You'll hardly know she's here. Only, I can't leave her in August.
No, Mr. Bolson, I'm sure, as you say, she'll be no bother. I wasn't sure, of course. I think Mr. Bolson knew it. He'd got on with his work, though, diligently enough, I have to confess, and the girl just sat on the lawn looking at a book. Pale child, large eyes. She didn't run around, and she wasn't loud, it's true. She hardly spoke, in fact, because he more or less ignored her. And me, for that matter. Talking to Mr. Bolson was like trying to strike up conversation with a tortoise. "You won't know she's here," he said. And that was perfectly accurate from his point of view. He worked away as if he really were on his own. But I did know she was there. I was aware of her. Sometimes she would look up from her book and stare at the house, which was most unnerving, to be honest. The feeling I was being watched. I couldn't even walk in my own garden without being scrutinised, and I'm afraid to say, it didn't end there. What do you think you're doing?
Sorry.
Did your father say you could come in here?
No, I just thought, well, door open and...
And that makes it all right, does it? You think if I leave the French windows open, that's an invitation?
No, I'm sorry.
Where is Mr. Bolson?
He went off in van to get some more sand.
Then I shall speak to him when he gets back.
I'm sorry, Miss Mallinder. I don't know what got into her.
Well, it's very unsettling. I don't think it's unreasonable of me to mention that, is it?
No, she had no business. Charlie?
I'm very sorry.
What did you think you were up to?
I was just looking at pictures and things.
Well, Miss Mallinder don't like it. And you let me down, Charlie. You understand?
Yes, Dad.
So, how are you going to make this up to Miss Mallinder?
There was no need for that.
I can do some jobs if you like. Washing up or something?
No, thank you. We'll say no more about it. As long as you understand.
Next day, Mr. Bolson disappeared again. This time to do some emergency roofing repairs on some other job. He shuffled about and mumbled at his boots when he told me this, as if I'd chalk it up as yet another failure for the entire Bolson family. Which I didn't, of course, because that was quite different, perfectly reasonable. While he was away, the heavens opened and we had a summer downpour. I watched the child hurry about, covering her father's tools with a plastic sheet, then stand under the magnolia, the hood of her jacket pulled tight around her face.
You'll catch your death out there.
I'll be all right.
Then don't be silly. Come into the dry.
I think it's stopping.
No, it isn't. Come on. You can come if I invite you.
She sat on a chair by the French windows, with her feet on a copy of The Independent and her back to the room. Such a stiff little figure. And determined not to look round.
It's Charlie, isn't it?
Yes, miss.
Sure for Charlotte, I suppose.
Yeah.
I brought you some tea.
Thank you very much.
You do drink tea, do you?
Sometimes. Thank you.
Oh. You could have tapped on the window, you know.
Well, I don't mind the rain, really. You get used to it.
You didn't think I turned you away, did you?
No, miss.
It's not the same if you ask first.
I know. I am sorry, though, about coming in like that.
Yes, well...
I wasn't thinking.
No. Maybe we'd best just forget all about it.
Only, I saw all the books there and I thought I'd see what you had. I like books.
Did you have books?
Not like this. It's seeing them all lined up, see? Shelf after shelf.
Well, there are libraries.
Yes, miss.
So why don't you use them?
I'd have to get bus. Dad's not keen.
Oh. At school, then?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes?
Well, it's a bit difficult, miss. Some of the girls don't like you hanging round library.
Why on earth not?
I don't know. They reckon you're stuck up if you do.
Oh, ridiculous.
Last time I were in there, they blocked off the aisles. Two at each end.
They don't like people being different. That's all it is. And they grow out of it. Some of them. Did they hurt you?
Not really, no. But I don't go there now, just in case.
So you thought you'd look at my books?
Yeah. Then I looked at the pictures.
And the piano? Do you play?
Oh, no, miss. I used to play the recorder in year 5 at the old school. But it were a bit screechy. I wasn't very good at it.
I would have shown you the books if you'd asked.
Yes, miss. Are they real? The pictures?
Real?
Proper paintings. You know, not copies.
Oh, I see. Well, one or two are originals, yes. You can come and see if you like.
Thank you.
They're not terribly valuable. I have to say, this one is my father. My uncle painted it. He was only a weekend painter, but he was quite dedicated.
It's very good, miss. You can see the shine on the chain.
That's his pocket watch.
And on his hair?
Yes, he kept it swept back like that. He looks a little like Robert Donut, I always think.
Who?
An actor. Very English and such a gentleman. Have you seen The 39 Steps?
No, miss.
Oh, well, you should someday.
He's got a kind face.
And he was a kind man.
And does it really look like him?
I suppose so, yes, in a way. Actually, you can see it is. That's his photograph on the mantelpiece next to my mother.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, a painting can't tell you exactly what he was like.
Maybe it could have shown him doing something. You know, like his job.
Oh, I don't think you could tell very much from that.
I mean, if they did a picture of my dad doing brickwork or something, you could tell about him, couldn't you?
Could you? What?
Well, you could tell he were a builder. And he could see the way he frowns and everything when he works.
Concentration, I expect.
Yeah. Am I asking too many questions,
Miss? No, it's all right.
I do sometimes, Dad says.
Well, there's nothing wrong with asking, Charlie. How else will you find out?
You don't mind, then?
No, of course not.
What did he do, Miss?
My father, he worked in Manchester, in a bank.
Oh, like the one on the High Street?
Oh, no. Much grander than that. A towering old building, more like a museum.
Did you go with him, then?
Well, occasionally. But it was rather frowned on in those days, mixing home and work.
I don't have much choice. Dad's on his own, see?
Oh, that's all right. And things are different now.
Yes, miss. I think the rain's almost stopped. Brought the mugs back, miss.
Yes, thank you.
Dad says to say it were very kind of you.
That's all right, tell him. You don't mind, do you, working with your dad?
Not really. It's quite interesting sometimes, seeing all the different places. A bit like you, miss.
Me?
I mean, when you went to the bank.
Oh, well, I didn't go every day.
What was it like?
Actually, you know, it was rather exciting the first time I walked up that staircase to his office.
I thought there was a staircase.
Did you?
Yeah, because she said it was like a museum. And I was trying to imagine it. Sounded real important.
Really?
What?
Really important.
Oh, yeah.
But you're quite right, it was important. Very imposing. And my father had the most splendid room, you know, with oak panels and a huge desk in immaculate order.
And feather pens and inkwells.
Well, not quills, no. But there were inkwells filled every morning by his secretary.
What was she called?
His secretary? Miss Palmer, I think.
What was she like?
Why do you want to know that?
So I can imagine it. Sorry, I shouldn't have.
No, that's all right. As a matter of fact, she wasn't a very nice woman. She was terribly fierce. And she certainly didn't approve of me being there.
Did she tell you off, then?
Oh, no. Not while Father was present. She daren't. But she glared at me when he wasn't looking.
How do you mean, glared?
Raised her eyebrows and twisted her mouth like this.
I'd have pulled her face back.
Oh, would you?
Well, not really. She sounds a real old bat, though. I bet she had a long black skirt and pins in her hair.
I can't remember.
Bet she did.
Probably. She was an old witch, that woman. Oh, dear. I think I probably shouldn't have said that.
Why not?
Well, it's not a very pleasant thing to say about anyone, is it?
She sounds like she was an old witch, though. Is that his office in the painting?
Oh, no. That was his study. A little room upstairs.
What, upstairs here?
Yes. And more or less as it was. You know, still his room.
Dad has a workshop in the garage. You know what, miss? They could have painted him with a bag of money.
Someone else's money, yeah. Actually, it was looking at this picture that made me think of the patio.
Was it? How?
Oh, just remembering. How we used to sit outside sometimes in the fine weather when I was quite young and have our supper on a little table. Just the two of us.
He'd like it then, what Dad's building for you.
Yes, I hope so.
Charlie!
Come in, Dad!
We've got to get this stuff in the van.
I have to go now, miss.
Of course. Perhaps I'll see you tomorrow, Charlie. When she'd gone, I stayed in my lounge for several minutes looking at the garden and remembering those times when Father and I had our supper outside on summer evenings. Once we sat there while a blackbird sang down the garden somewhere in the shadows. We sat there for ages, hardly speaking until it grew quite dark.
Two glasses for lemonade on the old table in front of us. Mine empty, his hardly touched. Half a loaf of bread on a board, two or three apples from the tree. A block of cheese on a white plate. That old table stayed out in all weathers. The wood had quite faded to grey, and the joints were soft. I don't know how it managed to stay in one piece. He took my hand, wrapped my hand in his and squeezed it. And never said a word.
You see? A proper tune.
We're a bit slow, though.
Oh, but for a first attempt...
I had to think for each finger. Yours just moved by themselves.
Well, mine was slow when I started, but I kept practising. Father insisted on it, in fact, every day.
Didn't you mind?
Oh, naturally I did, and I complained about it. Horrible whiny thing I was then. But he was very understanding, and he'd sit with me.
What, sit and watch you?
Oh, no. Side by side, on the stool. He turned it into a sort of a game. So I came to look forward to my practice sessions. They were the highlight of the day.
Dad used to sit in the next room with paper when I practised the recorder.
Well, perhaps he has no ear for music.
He does, he likes it. That's why he sat in the next room.
Oh, dear.
Can I ask you a question, miss?
Another one.
I don't want to be a nuisance.
You can ask. I don't guarantee an answer, though.
Only, I were thinking about what you said. Your late suppers with your dad.
What about them?
It sounded so nice, miss, but I was wondering where your mum was. Because you said it was just the two of you, and I thought, you know...
She wasn't very well, I'm afraid.
Oh.
We had to look after her between us.
I didn't mean to be nosy.
Well, it was a long time ago.
That's why I come out with my dad.
Why?
Because my mum weren't very well either. She died when I was 8.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, like you said, miss... It was a long time ago.
Yes. In a way, of course, it brought Father and me closer together, because we had to pull together, you see, for her sake. We became more like friends. Perhaps you can understand that.
Oh, well, I don't know. Dad doesn't really talk about it. I do want to ask him sometimes, you know, about Mum.
Of course.
Because sometimes I think I might forget what she was like.
I knew what she meant. I think about Father in the same way, trying to recall exactly what he looked like. But I hardly ever talk about him, and I do miss that. There's really no one who remembers him, you see. Well, not as I do. And, well, the opportunity just doesn't arise with most people. So it surprised me, being able to talk to Charlie. I mean, she was very direct. It was quite personal at times, in fact. But she meant no harm. She was just curious. And young. I rather like that.
Mr. Bolson, have you got a moment?
Yes, I know. The work's slowed up.
Oh, has it? I hadn't noticed.
The thing is, I don't like to let people down.
I don't mind, Mr. Bolson. I'm in no great hurry. But, well, your daughter isn't here today.
No.
Is she all right?
All right?
Yes. She's not unwell, is she?
No. She's with my sister-in-law.
Oh.
Yes.
But...
It seemed best in circumstances.
But I thought you said it wasn't easy. But you had to bring her to work with you.
Well, normally, yes.
So...
She was bothering you.
Bothering me?
Looked like.
She wasn't. I would have said...
She's mostly quiet, like I told
you. Yes, I know.
But if you let her, she can yak on a bit, see? She don't mean to, but it's like she's been wound up sometimes.
No, Mr. Bolson, I don't mind.
Oh.
And I'd hate to think you were putting your sister-in-law to any inconvenience on my account.
You sure?
Of course. She's no trouble to me, Mr. Bolson. In fact, I hardly notice her.
She's all right, Auntie Sheila. But she had to arrange time off, and I was kind of in the way.
Oh, dear. I'm afraid that might be my fault.
How?
I think I gave Mr. Bolson the impression you were bothering me. Did he say anything to you about it?
Well, sort of, yeah.
He wasn't cross with you, I hope.
Well, he don't really get cross. He gets sort of grumpy and goes all quiet.
Then you must tell him you're not to blame, Charlie. I am.
Oh, no, miss.
Yes. But at least I've set the record straight now, I hope.
Shall I tell you something?
What?
I found my old recorder.
Really?
Yeah, at the bottom of the wardrobe. And I can still remember some of the tunes. I thought I could do like you said. You know, practice more.
Yes, Charlie, you should.
Dad wants to, please, though. Oh. Not that old thing, he said. So I'll have to keep it to myself.
Oh, I'm sure he wouldn't really mind.
Well, he gets tired in the evenings. But I could practice in my room, couldn't I? Before I go to bed or something. And if I do it every day, I might get quite good.
You will. You're bound to. But you should practice in the mornings when you're fresh. I always did.
In the morning?
Without fail.
What, early?
Well, not too early. Last thing before I went to school.
What about your dad, though?
What?
You said he used to sit with you.
Well,
so didn't he have to catch a train or something if we were going up to Manchester?
He did, yes.
How did he manage it, then?
Well, he did sit with me when he could.
Oh, like weekends or something?
Yes, weekends. Come on. I've got something to show you.
Oh, what is it?
Come with me. You'll see. There. You know where you are?
The room in the picture.
That's right. His study. I thought you might like to see it.
It's like he still uses it, miss.
Yes. After he died, I decided to keep it, well, the way it used to be.
It's like he might come in any moment, just walk in and sit down at the desk.
I don't quite know why I took her there. It was an impulse, really, which is most unlike me. I suppose I thought she might appreciate it. Understand?
Was it very long ago?
What?
When he died?
Oh, no, it was just over a year ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that, miss. That's... I thought it was longer.
Did you? Why?
Well, stuff's kind of old-fashioned, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose so. You see this? He made it himself.
It's done with matches, isn't it?
Made it to a little sailing ship.
Did he do it for you?
For me?
Because you're not a ship for a girl.
Oh, yes, I see. No. It was for a little cousin of mine, the son of Daddy's sister.
He didn't give it to him, then?
Well, I don't know. I suppose he never got round to it. What do you think of it?
It's very good, miss.
Oh, Charlie, it isn't.
You can see what it's meant to be, though.
Well, only just. No, Daddy wasn't very good with his hands. Took him hours, but it looks as if he threw it together in 5 minutes. I'm sure you'd have made a better job of it.
Well, that could. It's funny, miss, but all the things you tell me about him helping you with music and having your suppers together in the garden and everything, well, he sounds like a dad from a story. You know what I mean?
Yes, perhaps.
My dad's not like that.
Well, no, he's different, of course, but he's very fond of you, you know.
Is he?
Of course he is, Charlie. You don't doubt that, do you?
No, not really.
Well, it's just that... Well, I suspect he's a rather private man.
Very private sometimes.
But very capable. You said yourself he could do better than this old ship, couldn't he?
I suppose so.
Well, there you are, then. This was my father's weakness. He was all thumbs and awkwardness, you know, always knocking into things with his elbows. I used to tell him about it. Will you keep still, Daddy? Stop flapping your wings. But, of course, he couldn't help it.
What? You told him off?
Well, only as a joke. I mean, he knew that. Now, look. Something else. A silver cigarette box.
Real silver?
Real silver. The bank gave it to him when he left. You see, it's engraved with his name. G.J. Mallinder.
It's lovely, miss. Must be worth a bit.
Oh, probably, but I'd never part with it, of course.
1953. Is that when he left?
Yes.
Nearly 50 years ago. It's a long time.
Oh, he didn't actually retire then. He was moved to another branch.
Is that what he wanted?
What? Well, yes, probably. We'll take it downstairs, shall we? You can have a good look at it while I make the tea. Come on. We'll let it stand for a bit, then you can give Mr. Bolson a call.
Yes, miss.
You see? You improve with practice. Make some space for me, then. Now.
I don't think he used the box for cigarettes, did he?
Oh, no. He kept it as a memento, really, of his time at the back.
It's funny, seeing him in the picture.
Funny, why?
Because he didn't look awkward, like you said.
He was always perfectly smart and correct when he was still, but when he moved, no. No, his limbs seemed to operate under separate instructions somehow. Except...
What?
Well, there was one occasion when I saw him dancing.
You mean like at a party or something?
Oh, no, he avoided those like the plague, Charlie. Anyway, he would have been a danger to others on the dance floor. He was quite alone. He didn't even know I was there.
What? Dancing on his own?
I was going upstairs one day and there was music from his gramophone. I was treading quietly, of course, because Mother was unwell at the time and trying to sleep. I stood by the door. He didn't hear me. So I opened it a little and looked in, and he was dancing. His eyes closed and his arms held out in front of him.
You were pretending.
I don't know. It looked real enough to me.
No, I mean you were pretending he was with someone.
Was he?
I expect so. Your mum.
Well, who knows?
It must have been Miss, if she were ill. He were remembering when they met.
Yes, perhaps.
Must have looked strange.
Oh, he did. I almost laughed. And really, you know, he was graceful then. It was the only time I saw him so graceful. Well, now, tea. We'll take some out to your dad, Charlie. I'm sure he's earned it.
So, there we are, then.
Oh, it's perfect, Mr. Bolson.
As per your plans, I hope.
Well, your plans, really, which were so much better than mine. Oh, I had no idea you'd be finishing today.
No, nor did I. It goes like that sometimes, though, quick at the end.
Thank you, Mr. Bolson. Thank you so much.
Right, sir. We'll get out of your hair, then. Give Sam a chow.
Yes,
I'll write you a cheque, shall I?
No, let me do invoice first.
Oh, miss, I should tidy up inside.
Oh, that's all right.
I left the box lying around, though, and the photo.
Photo?
Yeah, I put it down somewhere.
What photo?
It was inside the box, miss, under the lining.
Oh. Well, I didn't know about that. What was it?
An old photo, miss. I'll show you.
Yeah.
See? Mm-hmm. There was sort of paper lining, and it was tucked underneath. Do you know who she is, miss?
No, I don't.
She's written stuff on the back, look. Fondest regards to GM from HP. GM, that must be your dad.
Oh, I don't know, not necessarily.
It must be, miss. It's his initials, like it says on the box. So I thought it were your mum, but it's not, because it's not like the one on the mantelpiece.
No, it's not her.
Well, maybe it were his sister, then.
No.
It could be. If she got married, she'd have a different name.
Well, it isn't. She didn't have a sister.
But you...
What?
The little boy you made the ship for.
That was my mother's sister, I told you.
Oh, it's probably someone from the bank. That's where the box came
from. It doesn't matter, Charlie. There's no point speculating.
HP. Oh, I wonder if it's Miss Palmer.
Yeah, will you give it to me?
Do you know what her first name was?
No.
She looks too pretty for Miss Palm, though, because she said...
Will you give it to me? It's really none of your business, you know.
I'm only trying to guess.
Did I say you could take the box apart?
I didn't take it apart.
You ask. You ask first. I thought I made that clear.
But you gave me the box. You said to look in.
And you can't tell the difference between looking and prying. It's extremely vulgar, you know. It's vulgar and crass.
I don't know what you mean.
No, I'm sure you don't. You don't know very much at all, do you? I should never have shown you. I think you'd better go and help your father clear up.
Don't you want me to...
No, I don't. I don't want anything more from you. Just go, will you? I don't know why I ever thought I could trust her. It was very foolish of me to think. Because she couldn't possibly understand a girl like that. How could she? Her little calculating face working it all out. So, my patio stands ready and the evenings are still fine.
But of course I haven't the heart to sit down there now. It is, in Mr. Belson's word, as per his plans, and quite beautifully done, but it... Well, it... It feels like, I don't know, empty, just empty. Oh.
All right. All right. I'm coming.
Oh.
I got your invoice, Mr. Belson.
Well, yes. It was as we agreed, I hope.
Oh, it was. I know. I'm perfectly satisfied. I just thought I'd bring the cheque round myself.
You could have posted it.
I know. I was passing. And, well, there was something I wanted to ask.
Oh?
It's just an idea, Mr. Belson. You must say if you don't like it.
So?
Yes. I thought it might be nice to christen the patio. Have a little supper one evening. Oh, nothing very grand.
I see.
And, well, I wondered if you'd like to come. To be my first guests.
Me?
It's your handiwork after all, so it seemed appropriate to ask. But as I said, if you think it...
No, I don't mind.
You sure?
No, that's very kind of you, Miss Melinda.
Oh, good. Shall we say Thursday, then, 8:30?
Right.
And you'll bring Charlie...
Well, I'll see what she says.
Oh, but please do, because she likes to talk, I think. And...
What?
She seems a little lonely at times. Full of questions, you know, and no one... But perhaps you know what I mean, Mr. Burson. I thought perhaps...
Yes?
That... You don't usually see the fruits of your labour.
Not usually, miss.
Put to use, as it were.
No. Well, you were very nice, the bread and things.
Enough of it, I hope.
Plenty, thanks.
I said it would be simple.
No, it was just right. Want it? Hey, Charlie.
Well, some tea or cup...
Sorry.
That's all right. You were saying...
No. No, a cup of tea would be very nice.
You're sure? I mean, you don't have to.
No, we're all right for 10 minutes. I tell you what, I'll do it if you like.
Oh, no, I won't hear of it.
Go on, I need to stretch my legs, and you've been running backwards and forwards all night.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Belson. Perhaps I should let you.
Least I can do.
The kettle's on the draining board. It's all ready. You only have to switch it on. Everything else is on a tray on the table. You won't have to look in any... You know, I mean, it's all quite straightforward.
I'll manage. I won't be a moment.
Oh, dear. This isn't quite... It's not been a great success, really, has it?
Don't know.
Oh, yes, you do, Charlie. It's been painful. Your poor father's bald stiff.
He's not used to dressing up for things.
He didn't have to dress up. And you'd rather be anywhere else, wouldn't you?
No, miss.
Oh, yes, Charlie, you would. You've hardly said a word all evening. I wanted to say sorry, you know. That's partly why I asked you.
Sorry for what?
Well, you know. I'm sure you know. It wasn't your fault.
No.
Actually, I've got something for you to make up for what I said. Though I'm not sure you'll want it now.
What is it?
It's our little tune. You see? I've transcribed the notes for you.
Yes, miss.
I thought you might be able to play it in your recorder.
Oh.
What's the matter?
I got rid of it.
Really? Why?
Because it was stupid, wasn't it? Whistling away up there in the room. What's the point?
Well, I'm sorry about that, Charlie. Oh, dear, I do hate this arguing.
I'm not arguing.
Well, you're angry with me.
No, miss.
You are. You have every right to be. It wasn't fair of me.
You said I should ask, but you showed me your dad's room. I didn't ask to see that.
No, I know.
And you told me stories about him. That wasn't my fault. I thought you wanted to tell me.
I did.
They weren't true, though.
Charlie...
They weren't. I've been thinking.
Well, you... People misremember things after such a long time.
All that stuff about him making a ship for his sister's little boy. And then he said he didn't even have a sister. You don't misremember things like that, do you?
No.
Well, then.
Well, he did make the ship for a little boy, but he wasn't my cousin.
Who was he then?
My brother.
Your brother?
My half-brother, Stuart.
So why didn't you say that? There's no secret about having a brother.
He wasn't a secret, not really. I just got used to pretending he didn't exist.
And I'm supposed to know that, am I?
No, of course not.
Because you have a go at me for getting things wrong, and then it turns out you made half of them up anyway.
I know, Charlie. I'm sorry. Really, I am.
Well,
I didn't make it all up. I did see him dancing.
Oh, well, good. Why did you have to make any of it up, though?
I don't know. I didn't decide to. It just sort of built up over the years. I was trying to keep a picture of Daddy in my head.
By making it up?
Yes. Not a very good idea, really, was it? I'm sorry.
Well, it was your picture, miss. The woman in the photo, was she?
Yes. You probably guessed.
She was Miss Palmer.
It rather shocked me to see it, I'm afraid. I had no idea it was there in the box. So you can see, Charlie, not an old witch after all. She was actually rather pretty.
Annie left your mum to go off with her.
Yes. Part of me guessed there was something wrong, of course, but nothing was said. Nothing was ever said in those days, and I pretended it was all right. I think Mummy knew. Must have been very hard for her.
Where did he go?
The bank moved into another branch in Canterbury, and Miss Palmer went with him. So we were left on our own. I didn't understand how we could do that to us.
Did you ever see him again?
Just once. Mummy died 2 years later, and he came to a funeral. I was about 12. He tried to speak to me, but it was all very awkward. We were strangers, really. I think he wanted me to move in with them. Well, I couldn't do that, of course.
But you had to go somewhere.
I went to stay with my mother's cousin Elizabeth, which was kind of her, and it was nice enough, I suppose. When he tried to talk to me in the churchyard, I just turned my back on him because I wanted to hurt him. Then I heard him walk away down the gravel path. I couldn't stop myself. I turned round to call after him, but he was already crossing the road.
Didn't you go after him?
I started to. Then I saw him stop by a car parked on the other side of the road. A black car. And there were strings of little flags hanging from some of the houses, I remember, because of the coronation. And Harriet, Miss Palmer, was sitting in the car with a baby. And that was Stuart, of course, though I didn't know his name then. And Daddy got in and sat next to her. He put his head on her shoulder so I couldn't see his face. The three of them there, the baby's tiny arms waving and Harriet's hand stroking Daddy's back.
She were kind to him.
Yes. So the house was sold and I went to stay with Elizabeth and that was that.
But you're back here now. I mean, this is the house.
Oh, yes. It came on the market about a year ago and I felt I just had to buy it.
What about the room upstairs?
What about it?
Well, you said you kept it like it were for your dad, but you couldn't have...
Oh, no, I see what you mean. I arranged it like that. When Daddy died... Well, I had a letter from Stuart and he came over to see me.
What was he like?
Stuart! Oh, I was quite unprepared for Stuart.
Why?
He was so jolly.
You liked him?
I didn't want to. I couldn't help it. He brought round some of Daddy's things. He stood on my doorstep holding a big box of things and grinning over the top.
The things you put in your dad's old room?
Yes.
Even the ship? Didn't he want to keep that?
He didn't mind. He said he had another ship, even worse, and he laughed. He said he thought Dad would want him to keep that one. He called him Dad. They used to laugh about it, apparently.
About the ship?
Yes, about how useless it was. When he'd gone, I tried to picture them doing that. Sitting with the model and laughing about it. I couldn't. Made me feel... Well, a little left out, I suppose.
But I laughed with you, miss. You joked about him being clumsy.
No, not really. We none of us laughed very much.
Oh. I'm really sorry, miss. I didn't mean to say all that.
It's not your fault.
It's because I got angry.
Because I snapped at you.
Because I were prying. Now I've done it again and it's really prying.
No, Charlie, please. I'm a silly old woman. No more to be said.
You're not, actually. You're not that old.
No, you're just trying to be nice.
Well, I don't want to go on prying, miss, but I were wondering.
What?
About your late suppers out here in the garden. I mean, that sounded so true.
But it was, in a way, yes.
In a way?
There was only one supper, really. When Mummy was ill, I wanted... You see, I did very much want to admire him and for him to like me. So when he said we should sit outside, I was pleased and a little shy, I think. But he fetched the bread and some apples and the lemonade, and we sat here listening to the blackbird. He didn't say very much, although I'm sure he wanted to. He did begin to. He asked how I'd feel if he had to go away for a while. And that frightened me, so I became bad-tempered. Well, you've seen I can be.
What did you say?
I said it wouldn't make any difference to me because he wasn't around much anyway. I didn't mean it, of course. It just scared me to talk about it. So he didn't. Instead, he took my hand and squeezed it. And when I went to bed that night, I was so happy. Next morning, he'd gone.
Oh. It'll have to stand for a minute or two.
Oh, Mr. Burson.
I couldn't find a curl.
Oh,
it's still quite warm out here, though. I expect he'll be all right.
I've left Mr. Burson and Charlie sitting at the table and come in to wash the teacups. There's no need, of course. They can easily wait until the morning, but I feel I have to be on my own for a while. I can see them as I stand at the sink, their faces pale against the shadows. For some time now they've been sitting there in the twilight, perfectly still, not speaking. Mr. Bolson hunched slightly with his arms folded, Charlie looking at her fingers. And I find myself waiting, leaning against the sink, my hand still on the tap, desperately wanting him to speak to her. So, when he leans forward a little and brushes some hair away from her forehead, I'm pleased. I'm so pleased. And yes, he must have said something to her, because I can see Charlie lift her face to him and smile.
In Our Late Supper by Nick Warburton, Marion was played by Marcia Warren, Charlie by Holly Granger, and Bernard by Gerard McDermott. The director was Claire Grove.